Russia believes the United States is seeking to wreck the New START nuclear weapons treaty by threatening to exit the INF agreement.
I saw the statement that if the INF treaty ceases to exist, then the START 3 treaty will also be open to question. We get the impression that ground is simply being prepared for this document also to be ruined as a result.
Sergey Lavrov says the U.S. has not yet presented any evidence to prove Russia violated the INF. The Kremlin has rejected a U.S. call to dismantle Russia's 9M729 nuclear-capable missiles. Russia says the projectile is in compliance with the Cold War-era Arms Control Pact. Washington has accused Moscow of breaching the INF agreement. It said that it will pull out of the deal in 2 months. Former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer Scott Bennett joins us now from San Francisco. Mr. Bennett, welcome to the program. Is the New START nuclear weapons treaty hanging in the balance if the United States does ultimately exit the INF agreement?
Well, I think what we're witnessing is the result of the United States pulling out and changing the rules of the game and causing Russia to have a reaction. This entire issue of the missile problem, the missile defense, the missile issues has come about because the United States has slowly encircled Russia with its various naval platforms, military, Air Force, NATO operations. It's pressuring into Ukraine. It's pressuring Russia with Syria. All of these things have contributed to Russia's feeling very unsafe and unsettled. So its reaction, of course, is to amplify its own defensive capabilities, and the United States knows that. So sadly, we see the United States trying to bluff and push Russia into a position where it is indefensible, and I don't think that'll be allowed. And it's very dangerous because it's bordering on a World War I scenario where one triggering event automatically brought in a world war. And in the case of nuclear weapons, it would be globally destructive. So I hope the United States is wise enough to realize that Russia doesn't bluff, it doesn't back down, and it will not surrender. And the only hope is for sort of a denuclearization and a recalibration of NATO to be defensive, not an offensive weapon, as it was never intended to be.
Very briefly, if you may, Mr. Bennett, Russia's asked for evidence and proof of this claim that they violated the INF agreement. I doubt that the U.S. will present that proof.
Well, I don't think it will because it cannot. There is no proof. This is all bluff. This is all emotional hysteria. This is all propaganda. This is a coordinated attack using diplomatic, informational, economic channels. That's what DIME is. It refers to diplomatic, informational, military, and economic warfare. And the United States, whether Trump knows it or not, the United States under the State Department, under the Pentagon, under the Treasury Department, under the United Nations, has been constantly waging this containment policy of Russia. And as a result, Russia is reacting with its very own survival, existential defensive capabilities. But there is absolutely no proof of any violation because there is no violation on the Russian part. There is no super technology that violates the original premise of the missile technology treaty. This is only an emotional attempt to try and get Russia to some sort of negotiating position. Now, how Russia reacts, of course, I think will be very protracted, very, very intelligent and diplomatic. And I think you'll see Sergei Lavrov and President Vladimir Putin and their team welcome a summit, welcome a conversation, welcome any sort of a meeting to engage these topics, because on a one-on-one engagement level, on a dialogue level, the Russians win every time. The Russians win against the combination of the United States, the United Kingdom, and NATO, because Russia has the truth on their side, and the United States, NATO, and the United Kingdom have lies, propaganda, fake Photoshop news events, such as the chemical attack in Syria, such as the nonsense of the Skripal attack,
right,
the chemical poisoning. All of these things are part of a propaganda campaign that is a paper tiger and thin as smoke.
Former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer Scott Bennett joining us from San Francisco.